Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All righty, away we go. Hour number two of our radio program. That's right, rocking and rolling. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. We'll talk some March Madness as now we're down to the Sweet 16. Coming up in a few moments with John Fanta, who is just so entertaining, and he does a fantastic job covering college basketball for many outlets. So we'll talk to John in just a bit as the Sweet 16 gets underway tomorrow with Clemson and Arizona, San Diego State and UConn, Alabama, North Carolina, Illinois, and Iowa State. And then coming up on Friday, we have NC State, Marquette, Gonzaga, Purdue, Duke, and Houston. And then the game that I'm most excited for is actually Creighton in Tennessee. That comes your way a few minutes after 10 o'clock on Friday evening. I think that is going to just be a tremendous matchup with McDermott's squad and their four just tremendous players. We had Stephen Ashworth on the other day, and we know that Dalton Knecht is having a sensational season in his only year in the SEC, his only year at Tennessee, as he's been the SEC Player of the Year, and he was a first-team All-American. Tennessee's actually a 2.5-point favorite in this matchup. And I think that's just going to be a wonderful basketball game. And you see a team like Creighton, you wonder, after finding a way to survive up against Oregon, will they be able to find a different gear? And the same thing for Houston, where it was very close. It didn't look like it was going to be close. And then they blew it against A&M, and they were able to survive in overtime after all those guys did foul out. All righty, one of the more entertaining voices covering college basketball is John Fanta, Fox Sports, Big East, the Field of 68. Always love talking hoops with him this time of the year. John, it's always great to see you. Thanks so much for doing this. How you been?
Zach, I'm doing great. Coming to you straight from the sources, straight from TD Garden in Boston. We just wrapped up media availability with Iowa State and Illinois. Match for the best defense in America versus the best offense. And then how about a national championship game rematch, which it doesn't feel like it's getting talked about a ton. That's not common that you see in the NCAA tournament in UConn, San Diego State. And part of the reason for that is that the Huskies are 33-3. But I'm doing great, my friend. It's always fun to join you and talk college basketball.
Yeah, when you look at the first two games tomorrow, Clemson, Arizona, San Diego State, UConn, I don't want to be disrespectful to Clemson, don't want to be disrespectful to San Diego State, but I think UConn's going to win this game by more than 10 points, and I'd be very surprised if Arizona does not get to the Elite Eight to hopefully set up that matchup with Caleb Love going up against UNC. Do you give Clemson, do you give San Diego State any at all a chance in this matchup tomorrow evening?
Well, I don't give San Diego State much of a chance. I think that UConn is clearly the best team in the country. They answer every question. And frankly, San Diego State's best player, Jaden Ledee, with Donovan Clingan on the other side of the matchup, I think it's worse of a matchup for him than having to go up against Adama Sanogo last year in the championship game. So I think San Diego State just 31% from three on the year. They're fighting an uphill battle. You know, the team to me that could give UConn the most issues in Boston this weekend is probably Illinois because of their scoring prowess. You got to score with Connecticut. You can't just hope to win a grinded out game. They'll beat you. I do give Clemson a shot. Why? Because if you hold Arizona to half-court basketball, you can have a chance against them. And the thing is, Clemson has good shooting. Joe Girard, Chase Hunter, Hunter with back-to-back 20-plus point games. He's been fantastic after a dud in the ACC tournament. And P.J. Hall's a throwback player. Ian Shefflin, another guy who gets on the glass, plays his tail off inside. You've got to make it a half-court game against Arizona. If you allow them to get in the open court, you will lose. But Clemson's one of the teams that I trust because they're balanced, they're experienced, and I think they can hang around. Do I think they can win? Well, I do. I do think that they could pull off an upset, but I'm not picking them to do so. I like Arizona in this game. I just think there's too much explosiveness. The key for Arizona, though, Zach, which version of Kylan Boswell is going to show up? He's been very inconsistent. If he has an off game tomorrow, it opens the door if Girard and Hunter are knocking down threes because it allows Clemson to set up their defense.
In a men's tournament, as John Fanta is here with us, where we don't have a lot of recognizable stars or recognizable names, when the bracket first came out, I just kind of looked at Arizona with Caleb Love and I said, okay, let me get that Elite Eight matchup with the trip to the Final Four going up against R.J. Davis and Armando Bacot. I was not optimistic on Alabama heading into this tournament. I've kind of grown more confidence with them through the first two rounds. I think Bama's going to pull off the upset coming up tomorrow evening against UNC. Where do you fall on that game as currently right now UNC's a 4.5-point favorite?
Well, I like the pick by you. I think it's a toss-up game. I like Alabama there with the plus 4.5. Why? Because it comes off as a first to 80 type of game. Alabama should be able to score at will. Carolina's going to be able to as well. That's my one concern. Alabama's just, they're very poor defensively. Although, you get in the tournament sometimes, Zach, and teams just find a gear defensively that they haven't found before because it's a one-game play-in. You know, here's the thing. Mark Sears has to get some help. Like, Aaron Estrada went 4-for-14 in the last game against Grand Canyon. That's not good enough. Like, you can't go 4-for-14 again. Ryland Griffin, the same way. Like, some of their supporting cast has got to perform. I'm a little bit worried about Alabama in this game against Armando Bacot. I think Carolina, it would behoove Carolina to feed Bacot early and often. If I'm Alabama, I say, you know what? We want to make sure that R.J. Davis isn't getting off the dribble into the lane and for easy baskets. But I got to tell you, Zach, I like Carolina, but I don't mind your pick there of Alabama. If there's an opening night surprise, I think it comes from that game. Why? Because, again, you're picking Alabama because you trust their offense. They really score the basketball well, and they can control the way the game is played. And Nate Oates is a great coach. He really is a heck of a coach, and he'll have his team ready to play. So this is going to be a fascinating showdown here. I like Carolina. I think it's destiny for us to get the Caleb Love Bowl. But then again, it might be too good to be true. And Carolina could be looking ahead.
Talking to John Fanta, it's so funny how this works. When Illinois had Kofi and they had Io, they don't get to the Sweet 16. Now they get to the Sweet 16. Iowa State has had a tremendous season. We know TJ is a phenomenal coach. I give the slight edge to Illinois in this game. I don't feel great on either side. I'm judging by one of the answers you gave earlier that you're leaning Illinois, but how do you kind of break down this game and what does it come down to?
Yeah, this is a really hard pick. What it comes down to is, can Iowa State find a way to contain the pieces beyond Terrence Shannon? At the end of the day, Shannon's averaging over 30 points per game in his last six games. That's scary good. It really is. But when you combine him with Marcus Damask and with Coleman Hawkins and with the pieces around him, Ty Rogers as well, Illinois right now, it's easy to see why they're the best offensive team in the country. Now, they say great offense beats great defense. Here's the issue. Illinois is not very good defensively. Now, Brad Underwood took exception to that in his media availability earlier today. He said, ask Miami how they were defensively last year. Look where they ended up. Illinois kind of reminds me of that Miami team with the way they can score the ball. But you say it. I love what you said about Kofi and Io. Io DeSumo and Kofi Coburn. Here's the thing. Illinois played differently then than they do now. There's a great story this week in The Athletic, I believe C.J. Moore, and I'm writing about Marcus Domas today, and I'm going to reference what's in that original story, but talk about Domas' role for Fox Sports. And the story, Zach, is about how Brad Underwood called Jay Wright. Not called. Jay Wright had the Illinois-Tennessee game, and Underwood got together with Jay after the game. And Jay Wright said, you got to post up your guards. You got to play differently. Play some what they call in Champaign now, booty ball.
Yeah.
A change in approach and psychology has led Illinois to being different, being tougher to adjust for, and has led them to success. So, you know, the wisdom says Illinois, but Iowa State is so tough. It feels disrespectful picking against them. They've had a remarkable season, and Taman Lipsey and Keyshawn Gilbert seem determined. I don't know why. But I just think Iowa State's going to find a way to outlast Illinois in this game defensively and with their backcourt, with Milan Momcilovic playing a big role. Somehow, some way, the Cyclones get enough offense and get this game into a half-court setting. Shannon, 30 points per game, it's a lot to keep up. I think if anybody could find an answer for him, it's Iowa State.
Talking to John Fanta right now, DJ Burns has been such a joy to watch with NC State. Shaka Smart now back in the Sweet 16 with Marquette. I look at this matchup, and it's bizarre how I'm going to say it, because you had the five games in 5 days. NC State, they go on the great run. They win the ACC tournament. They didn't have any look of that they were sluggish in the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament. With how they were rolling, even though you think the layoff would help them, does this layoff a little bit now work against this story of NC State that kind of caught lightning in a bottle last week?
Yes. It does. The layoff works against them. They were on such a high. They were riding such a high. I don't like it as much heading into this game. You know, I think that the line tells you to take NC State. But Marquette is the anti-NC State in the post. Oso Iguodaro is going to cause nightmares for DJ Burns in ball screens. Burns is going to be – I don't think NC State can put Burns on Iguodaro. They can't have him guard him. They're going to have to put Muhammad Diarra on him and maybe live with Burns – kind of guarding David Joplin. I don't know. I expect Marquette to go five out to really space the floor. Iguodaro can catch the ball, Zach, at the top of the key and drive you, take you off the dribble. Tyler Kolek and Cam Jones are in as much rhythm as anybody right now. I think this Marquette team is sneaky good heading into this Sweet 16. Like, it's weird saying that about a two seed, but Zach, nobody thinks they can make the Final Four. I think they feed off it. I love Shaka Smart's group. I love the way that they can score the ball, and they've got more of a toughness than in the past. I like Marquette to beat the Wolfpack.
Gonzaga, I thought they were getting a little disrespected heading into this tournament. I know that it's not been their best year for their standards. They're still right now a 27-7 team. Purdue, deservedly so, got disrespected because of what happened in previous years. Is this just Purdue's year where they're going to get to the Final Four, or do you see them maybe getting upset coming up on Friday up against Gonzaga?
I don't think they get upset against Gonzaga because, to me, Gonzaga, I don't think – shocker, I don't think they have a great matchup for Zach Edey. Nobody does, but I really question them in the post because I think Graham Ike so much is on his plate. If Ryan Nemhard was scoring the ball and shooting the ball more effectively, I'd say Gonzaga has a chance. This, the ball's in Nemhard's court in this matchup. He's got to try to negate Braden Smith and Fletcher Lawyer, but that's just it. Now – you've got Trey Kaufman-Wren in such a rhythm. You've got Smith and Lawyer who can do their thing. Lance Jones was an invaluable addition. And Purdue wiped the floor with Utah State, who was the Mountain West regular season champion. I know the Mountain West has gotten ripped to shreds for a lack of tournament performance. At the end of the day, the league still had a quality year, but the best team in it got absolutely embarrassed by Purdue. I think Purdue's on a mission. I like the Boilers to win this game to cover that spread and to be on the Elite Eight. Notice, I didn't say they're onto the Final Four because they are not into the Final Four in my bracket.
Do you take Creighton then? Is that to go into the Final Four? Or you go Tennessee?
Well, originally I took Tennessee. But, Zach, I don't feel good about it right now because I did not like the way Tennessee played against Texas. For whatever reason, there's something tight about Rick Barnes-led teams when they get to the NCAA tournament. And it worries me because Creighton's not going to be tight. Creighton is tough. They've got shot makers. They take it possession by possession. I like that about them. I do think I am really fascinated, Zach Gelb. If we see Creighton meet Purdue, you know, I'm almost pivoting to Creighton here in this game.
I had him in the final. Now, let me preface this by saying I also had Kentucky going to the national championship game and losing to UConn, so I don't want to pat myself on the back. I had Creighton before the start of this tournament. I didn't really trust any team in that bracket. But you look at Kalkbrenner, Shireman, Alexander, the consistency they've had the last 2 years. And how about Stephen Ashworth? I saw him play at the Big East tournament. I know they lost. That dude, with his lack of size, he has confidence and he's tough as nails.
He is. He's tough. He's mature. He makes plays for others. They're not the deepest team. Jason Green gave them a boost in the double overtime win over Oregon. Sometimes during the tournament, you got to get lucky. They got lucky against Oregon. They got their, you know, free out of jail card because they were down by 4 with 30 seconds left. And they find a way, and Oregon made a huge mistake inbounding the ball in Fali Dante. Now, Creighton has an extra life. I would not have given them an extra life in this tournament. They're more, to me, they're more offensively dangerous than Tennessee is. And Creighton's a top 20 defensive team. I actually think they have a decent matchup for Dalton Connect. I expect it to be a great game. But, Zach, Creighton is a bad matchup for Purdue. Why? They foul only 11 times per game. That's fewest in college basketball. That means the guy who fouls the least inside, Ryan Kalkbrenner, is going to meet the guy who gets fouled the most in Zach Edey. What happens when Edey gets straight-up defense from a guy that's close to his size? I'm fascinated.
You talked about how Creighton survived against Oregon and how that could propel them. Is that the same case with Houston, who almost choked that game away against A&M, and then with everyone fouled out, they were still able to find a way to get it done? Is there, when you look at Houston and their road here, do you think maybe Duke pushes them aside coming up Friday, or will this start to catch fire here with the Cougars?
I like Duke the closer the game gets. And I'll tell you why. Losing in the ACC tournament was the best thing that could have happened to John Shire's team. I think it was a taste of reality. It was a taste of, hey, man, we've earned nothing. It was the first time Duke had lost their first game in the ACC tournament in 11 years. 11 years. But it allowed them to have a week. Rarely does Duke have a week in between games from a conference tournament to the NCAA tournament because they're typically playing in the semis or the final of the ACC. But allow them to refocus. And right now, Jared McCain's as hot of a shooting guard as any in the country. 30 points on Sunday against James Madison. Do not leave him open. Jeremy Roach, Tyrese Proctor. Duke actually has the backcourt to negate Houston's backcourt. And Zach, when Houston meets Duke, who's the best frontcourt player, the most talented? His name's Kyle Filipowski. Like, Houston's not loaded up with talent and scoring in the frontcourt. Duke is. This is a game where Duke, to me, is showing more and more. I know it was against Vermont and James Madison, but they're showing right now why we had them preseason top three. If that team shows up, they absolutely could beat Houston. The key, that team's got to show up.
Last thing I'll ask you, let me just get to Louisville. When we found out that the job was going to open, even though everyone knew it was going to open, I said, call Scott Drew. He'll probably tell you to go pound sand or use you for his negotiation tactics with Baylor. And then I said either Dusty May or Pat Kelsey, with it being Pat Kelsey on a reported 5-year deal. The initial reaction for Louisville basketball is what?
That I think they got a solid hire in a job that's been devalued. Louisville basketball has become the Oakland Raiders. All right? The brand is strong. There's a great fan base, but the fact is, within the building, there's dysfunction. They need a new energizer to their program. And I give credit on this hire. Pat Kelsey is a fiery character. He's from Cincinnati. He knows the area of Louisville. He made Charleston a big-time winner. I mean, they won 58 games the last 2 years. He was terrific there. He's up at 5 a.m. every day. He gets the fan base. He's very passionate. His teams play with tempo. His teams are going to score. If for nothing else, Zach Gelb, his team is going to play a much more refreshing style that the fan base can get behind. And that could be dangerous in sometimes the slower ACC. What is the key? Can he recruit? Can he recruit the right people to Louisville? I think he can. I think he did a terrific job at Charleston. He's not afraid to go the D2 route. What I would encourage him to do is don't change who you are. Don't change what's gotten you here. At the end of the day, whoever's been the Louisville head coach has tried to be somebody that they're not and has tried to be somebody that doesn't work today. Don't look at this as a legacy job. This needs a total reset. A total reset, take the shovel out and try to dig back in. Like Dan Hurley's done at UConn. You know, Dan Hurley's honor in the past, but he's building something different because he called for something different when he took over the job. That's what Pat Kelsey's going to be tasked with. I do like the hire. I don't think I would have loved anybody in this role, but I like what Pat Kelsey's going to be taking over. Now he needs alignment in the building, and you need to shed off some of that Oakland Raiders dysfunction and get a collective consensus. I hate to put a stray to the Raiders, but that's what I think of when I think of Louisville right now. I see the brand. I see the fans. But in terms of functionally winning, it hasn't even been close to that.
He is John Fanta, Fox Sports, Big East, the Field of 68. But actually, John, I think your most important job these days is being the hype man for Red Panda. Will we have any kind of reunion with Red Panda for the rest of the NCAA tournament? Because I saw that video in the Big East tournament, and I think that's the highlight of March so far.
Never say never. I'm certainly open to it. But I can guarantee you'll get it next year in the second week of March in Madison Square Garden. That I can guarantee.
John, you're the best. We appreciate it. Thanks so much. Enjoy Boston.
Thank you, Zach. Appreciate you.
There he is, the great, and I mean the great, John Fanta. No more entertaining person covering college basketball today than John Fanta. All righty. We will take a timeout on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Who could replace Dak Prescott with the Dallas Cowboys a year from now? Well, one former NFL MVP has a suggestion. We get to that next.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Achoo. Bless you. Hey, have you tried Instacart for spring allergy relief? You can order decongestants, antihistamines, and more through Instacart from stores like CVS, Walgreens, and Costco, delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Because those red, watery eyes need relief now. Achoo. And that sneeze means you do not want to venture out into all that pollen. Achoo. And that's your cue to download the Instacart app and get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.